harness racing trainer Heath Sipka about the chances of Kane Ryland in, who will represent the stable for the first time in Tasmania on Sunday night in Hobart. Heath, tell us the story about Kane Ryland in, how it came to be in your care.
I got a phone call from Jack Kendall from Victoria.
Yep.
He was asked whether I'd be interested in taking her for a little while over here. She raced in Victoria a bit. I think she had about 20 starts or something over there, and just found it probably a little bit too tough for her over there. She's not real big, and Jack asked me to give her a go over here for a little while and see what we could do with her.
All right. Well, she's had 28 starts. She's had 2 wins and 8 minor placings. And her last 3 starts, 2 at Geelong and 1 at Cranbourne, have all produced minor placings. So she's in reasonably good form.
Yeah. She sort of, before she came, I sort of had to do a little bit of homework on her. People would sort of ring up and ask you to take these horses, and you got to sort of play a little bit what they say.
With a grain of salt.
With a grain of salt. So you got to do a bit of homework on them and what they've been doing, and the horses they've been racing, the times that they've been running, and where they've been finishing, and how far from the winner they've been finishing. And look, I like the look of her form. When before she came, she seemed to race good at Geelong, which is a big track, and obviously we've got a couple of big tracks here. So, yeah, her form was quite good in Victoria. Look, I think the form that she brings from Victoria to here could warrant winning a couple of races. And look, the other asset that she is that she's a mare, and Taz Racing have put on quite a few mares races, C1s and C2s and CO's and so forth, and I think she fits that category very well into them sort of races, so as long as they stand up, of course, but yeah.
All right, well, how long have you had her in your yard?
She's been here for about 4 to 5 weeks. She didn't handle the trip too well when she came from Victoria. She took a little bit. She's probably one of the worst ones I've had to actually settle in and get acclimatised, really. She had the sooks for quite some time. I think that she was a bit of a pet over there through the family. So, she's been here for a little while, and she's ready to take the next step and go to the racetrack now. There's not much more I can do with her here. Like the other option was to take her to the trials on Saturday or take her to the races on Sunday. So why go around for nothing when we could probably go around for a dollar? So,
Well, she's owned by Jack and Karen Kendall.
Yep.
Of course, they had success in a Tasmanian Derby a couple of years ago. From what you've seen, has she improved in the last week or so? Nearing up to her first race start here?
Yeah, she has. She's slowly got better with her preparation here, and look, whatever she does on Sunday, I think that she will improve on. Look, I'm going in this a little bit dark as well with what she can and can't do, and so too will Todd, who's driving her. So he's never even got near her. He wouldn't even know who she was. So it becomes a little bit of a guessing game with her. I have got an idea of her racing pattern and what she can and can't do.
Yep.
Look, she's over the last 2 weeks, I was only saying to my wife Mel today how I think that she's improved a lot in her coat and the way she looks.
Yeah.
She's definitely settled in now, and she's ready to have a go. So, look, I don't think that she'd probably be far away on Sunday. I think that she's not a bad little filly, really. Not blessed with a lot of ability, but she's a battler, and she will have a go, you know.
All right, mate. Well, you usually have a bit of success with horses that can't quite make the grade over there, and you seem to sort of wave your magic wand over them, and you get a bit of success. Let's hope that that magic wand is working at full pelt on Sunday night.
There's another thing too, Peter, in that race. I don't know whether anyone's really picked it up, but there's full sisters are racing each other. Across the Sea and her are both full sisters.
Oh, it is too.
I'm pretty sure they are.
No, they are. They are indeed. And, of course...
Yes, I never see full sisters race each other, so it would be interesting to see whether they could run one too. That would be a bit freaky.
Across the Sea is a year younger. She's a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
That'll be very interesting. So, of course, David Medhurst puts the polish on Across the Sea. And Across the Sea's last start was certainly an eye-catcher.
So it'll be interesting to see actually how they go up against each other.
Well, there you go. You've probably tipped everybody
family love.
You've tipped everybody into the Quinella Heath. Let's hope it comes up trumps.
Yeah, we're good, yeah.